We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Lamed Tes, many different details that apply on Shabbos. Siv Dalet is our Kof Pei Vav Med Aleph. We spoke about all these different drabonans, not to be riding in animals, and swimming, and playing musical instruments, clapping. Says Mechaber, Ein Donen. We don't judge. Agar says Yama, V'lechein Os Litfois, V'lehachnes L'veis Asayr. So they're not like grab a hold and to bring into jail, into prison. Mishin is Chai Be'eza Oynish. Whoever is liable for some type of punishment, conditional Yibrach, that he doesn't run away. Choshken Sh'asol Al-Koysa, and B'shor Yinala to give him lashes, that M'lechal Din, that's included in the category of judgment. In Yibrach, and if he flees, if he becomes a fugitive, Ein Nilei Niklum. That we don't have on us anything. That's a b'seisiv at the end of submission. Akim on them the shmeli alekin. Moreover, says mechaber b'le mekachin, and moreover, we don't sanctify. Akas says Rama. Yesh matir lekadir yishechad in lishabanim. Some permit to make kedushin, meaning to get engaged, when he doesn't have a wife and children. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Moreover, says Rama. The efshar do adin. Maybe the same thing is a knis lechupa. That coming into the chuppah, that shari says the smag on Shabbos. Now the avogam like Kamelon Halchi says, even though we don't hold like this, we come up and we rely on this in the present situation. Especially that there's also the you have the dignity of a person. Like norm is at times. That they couldn't take care of the dowry. On Friday until it was ready Friday night. There's no chuppah by kedushin on Shabbos, so then they'll follow through with the chasna, the chuppah, and the kedushin on Friday night. So everyone prepared for the meal and for the marriage. But the beish lekal b'lachas would be embarrassing for the bride and groom as the kedushin tamid beis. If they wouldn't get married then. Initially, yesh lizor once you be kibush leyov dekach once you not come to that type of situation. Vayim b'turav and ezah siman samardal. So the Mechaber said, "In done. We don't educate court cases. Haini, that is a volatil moment. See, even if it's just monetary cases, Shem Yevul Deksiv, because you might come to writing like all these other halachas here in this siman. There are gzeiros of that might come to create chil Shabbos. But in Nami, simply is the sidra atonis lavad. Even just organizing the claims, looking at the on the front of the judges, gamkin aser, those are forbidden. Why? Shem Yichtavad Dayon. They were trying to say maybe the judges are going to write down." The words of their claims, avalikpa latzia dvarim, but to complain and to say your ideas, like for example, let's say a young man after he got married claims that his wife is not a besula. Mutu, that's permitted. That's not like a back and forth. It's not like something that people have to be writing stuff down. But here, particularly Bnei Gershom Aragoylo, the institution of Bnei Gershom, the light of the Esper was shalei levat latamid. Not to nullify the Tamid, I know that is our Tefillah Kvu B'Tzibul V'Zekneses, the set prayers in the community, in the Shul, B'Shabbos and Shabbos. Unless you already stopped the three times during the week, Tevil HaHoyel, and wasn't affected by B'Shul Tain Zakol, or because of the claims of the community. Sivkat Nyud Beis, so he said that for sure that it's forbidden to give him lashes. Why? Because the Hava Vahulu, that's Bechlal Din. Vagam Yachalov de Chabur B'Shabbos also could bring to a wound on Shabbos, which obviously is forbidden. Sivkot Nyud Yimel. But the main reason brought it is because it's Bechlal Din. It's included in judgment by giving a Malkus. Now, the Isa B'Yashalmi, it's written in Yashalmi, Madach Siv, just as it says, L'Savari Esh B'Chomach V'Sech M'Goymer, not to have a fire burning in all your communities. Here we learn out that the court should not be judging on Shabbos. I knew that as Misha Yimachuv B'Yamakadmon Mavar. Some of that in the earlier days that was liable to one of the Dal Misbezna being burned to death. Gilsal Torah, the Torah is revealing to us Lo Yanshu B'Shabbos, not to punish them on Shabbos. No Yafinan Do Adin L'Cholay Nishem. Here we learn out for every punishment. The Mechaber Ma'ir Mitchil B'Din Mamnis, and the author here is first is talking about monetary cases. We say Gamkin Asr Rabbanah that this is also rabbinically forbidden. Kana, like we said, with Sivkat Yud Aleph. And now he's saying regarding Chiv Misbes. Bisim say Bachinach Hatam, and the Sivkat Chinach being the reason Shorotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'Chavid Yom Zeh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to honor this day. Shimtu Boy Hakol Manuchah. Everyone should find rest on this day. Gam Achayit Machayavim, even the sinners and those who are alive, but Mashal B'chulu, as he brings a Mashal over there to illustrate this idea. Sivkat Yudal. And we said, Dibri, you can't throw someone into jail. And B'mivach B'chulu, if he runs away, in the lane of Klum. Now, V'im B'chlal Zeh, what's not included in this, Im Echad Reitz Levreach, if someone wants to run away, Kedil Agin Ishtoi, so his wife should be in Aguna, that she will be stuck in a marriage when the husband ran away. In such a case, you could lock him up. So you could receive testimony from a person in danger, close to death, al isha shemiz bala, regarding a woman that her husband died. We were concerned. We're not going to find other testimony. Another achrayim. Then the Mechaber said, besides in Donan is v'le mekachin, and now do kedusha, now let it be truth. Here also it's a similar idea, that's why it's the same siman, as decree that you might come to write. Not because it's like an acquisition on Shabbos, the kedusha levad, but chuppah, because just the kedusha, the ring, without the chuppah, is not acquired her yet to inherit her and whatever she finds or for whatever earnings she makes. Even if the kedushin was before Shabbos, you see the mechaber later on the aslach nisul chuppah b'Shabbos. He now let her do the nisu and do the chuppah on Shabbos. I'm a tam. That's the reason. Now the chuppah, because it's through the chuppah, the koyin nisul chad v'meila, now that requires her with all these things that we mentioned. That would be like doing business, like a kinyan that's forbidden on Shabbos. But the kedushin itself, that's also for a different reason, because you might come to right. Sivkat and Tezayin. Ramah brought some permit to be Mekadish, to do a Kedushin, where Hechadin Lisha Banam, where he doesn't have a woman, a wife, and children. What the same thing is, Beyeshle Banam Ben Lisha, he has children, but he does not have a wife. Kamke Middle Day, so it's also permitted according to this opinion. The Mitzvah of it, because he's doing a Mitzvah, remember Yavam Samachbez, Mikra from the Pasik. In the morning, plant your seeds, and in the evening, don't stop. And to say that a person should always continue to try to have more children. And therefore, because the mitzvah, some people in that situation too. Sivkat and Yodzayin. I must say further, maybe the same thing is, the knisa to the chuppah would be permitted. Or somewhat of what it means to say is, even though through the chuppah kindness, the common drama requires many things. But can I, like you mentioned before, even so, keeping the less like Isha Banim, since he doesn't have a wife and children. Yes, but there's a mitzvah paper, the first mitzvah in the Torah of having children. It's real, he holds the Eshla Hakam, there won't be anything regarding this. So you've caught in your test. The Rama said, even though we don't really. Even though the like Kaimel and Hachi, even though we don't hold like this, it's not what it means to say is the Mikra Din, from Nika Alocha, Kaimel and Kishin is Rashi, Ashara, Rishainim, the like Rashi and the other Rishainim, the Kedushin, Vafa Chupa, Asim Shabbos Yamtiv, Binan Shabbos Yamtiv. However, we rely on an impressive situation. Not if you could have a situation of Kabbat Abrius. Let's say they were supposed to have the Chasna Friday afternoon, and they couldn't take care of things until it got nighttime. So Hayel Bechulu, since they already prepared for the Suda and the Nisun, it would be embarrassing for the Chasna Kala. Which then would mean to say, as we have said about days and also that the meal was prepared, it would be a huge loss if they couldn't make the Chasna on Friday night. One should not be leading regarding all this, unless you have all these three details. I knew that is number one, he didn't fulfill having children yet. Number two, Vyashav Sirad Rab, it's a huge loss because they prepared the whole chasna. And number three, Vigam Bishl Chasa Bakalam, Leichna says, you may embarrass him with the Chasa Kalam if they don't have the chuppah then. I'm as Gisab Nisipkat Dezan, the Dazra Ben Tam, Gwen Ben Tam, Ab Yeshle Bon, even if he has children, Kimish Ela Isha, since he doesn't currently have a wife, Kam Kim Mitzvah Kabbin Mutter, he's just doing a mitzvah and it's permitted. Vyashav Nisirle, maybe he holds it in Semichal Abazer, that we wouldn't rely on it in this situation. With Ben Ashmashes, by twilight, Bavadi and Lachman of the Evet, for sure, one does not have to be stringent after the fact. But because Oshwas Ben Ashmashes, they didn't decree on the Isidra Abonon that this is a Ben Ashmashes. So, Terech Mitzvah for a Mitzvah purpose like this is, the Kulam according to everyone. Achla Gitchila, but again, initially, Yesh Lizar Ma'oi, one should be very careful, Shloila Acha Kolkach, not to be so delayed because Kikama Abir is born all days. Many sins come through this. Tilt the Muktzah Shal HaNeris. People carry Neris when they go to the Chuppah. So you're removing the Muktzah of the candles. Begam Kamanoshim HaOlches LaChuppah. Many women that are going to be there by the Chuppah, Ma'achris, Ma'alokis, and Nesla Deza, they can delay lighting the Shabbos candles through this, Ma'alikis, Ben Ashwaz, they can be lighting by twilight. The Yisrael Tevayah would be better to let Aligos Klal, actually, that they shouldn't light at all then, because of the Chil of Shabbos. But came on Nochem Oid, Sviva, how appropriate is Lamisha, Yichels, be other, whoever has the ability. So the last time they swing Klal by Shabbos, not to have Chasnas on Friday, and befraad Samach Lechashicha, especially when it's close to getting dark. Ka'afim in the Suin Yibizman, because even if it is on time, but there are many problems that could come through this. And again, they used to like doing it on Friday because then you have the food for the Shabbos. They weren't so wealthy, so they liked having that they could have it on the Shabbos. But the Mishnah is saying better not to because all these problems. If the chuppah is delayed at chashecha until it's dark, and then those who are escorting the chasakala holding the candles after kamelon lo, we hold the muktzah regarding something muktzah. Kozman should be out there as long as it's in the person's hands. You can take it to wherever you want to. You don't have to let go of it. However, here, they should give the candles to a non-Jew. Because as long as you can get the muktzah out of your hand, you have to get rid of it. And therefore, although technically usually you could hold the muktzah, in this situation, one should let go and give it to the non-Jew.
Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 10, a din that a person does for himself, like a burn shachan or chesh mishpat simadal, the Erech Shei writes that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos because then it's not applicable the reason for the issa because there's no tightness, there's no claims of the litigants or the psak, you're doing it for yourself. Dish number 11, someone from Chutzaritz that comes on Yom Tov Sheni of Golias to come in front of the Dayan Menaretz Yisrael, who for them it's weekday, so allowed to have din terah, Chubis Pesel Chachma writes that it's permitted because the primary chashash is not that maybe the litigants are going to write their claims, rather that the judge or the scribes are going to write the claims of the Bali Din and the Gemara Din, as it sounds like from Lashon Rashi Misach Lesbeya, and that's permitted because for them it's weekday. Dish number 12, regarding doing a Nidui, a Chayim on Shabbos, in Shinvav, Mishmaritz and Chuvis de Reviva, the Tamach Chacham that was embarrassed is allowed to be excommunicate someone for his honor. Dish number 13, regarding someone's running after someone else to kill him, the Mishnah Melech writes that for sure you're allowed to save the one who's being pursued with the life of the one who's chasing him, even on Shabbos, because that the Bekuch Nefesh of the one who's being chased. But regarding if someone's running after, let's say, things of violating a person with immorality with their eyes, he's not sure whether if you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos to save the person from the Isser, or maybe you shouldn't do that because that's considered like a punishment, and you don't do punishments on Shabbos. In the name of the Rifim, Sechem Sechem, he writes that someone is running to sodomize a male or a betrothed maiden, you're allowed to save him with the life of that person on Yom Kippur. And that's how written Sefer to the Shabbos that you're allowed to kill on Shabbos even someone who's running after a Naim Arasa, because the Gemara Sanhedrin and Dalad says compared to Ritzach regarding that you're allowed to save him from through the killing of the pursuer, and you don't do any half-baked comparisons. Now regarding someone who violates in Navera that the punishment is Kanoim Poigimboy, Prima Gwadim writes that for sure there's no halach of Kanoim Poigimboy through Chil Shabbos. Dish number 14, regarding trapping a person that's a fugitive, Shlomo Zalman writes that you don't qualify that catching him as a tzeda, as a mlocha of tzad, of trapping. Only by someone that runs away from a group of people totally, and he's secluded by himself. But someone that's found in a group of people, and he's only running away from the officers and the judges, so trapping him is not considered as tzeda. And we discuss this in Shinta Zayin Sivkot in your base. Dish number 16, to make a shidduch through a kinya, a sudur of a kerchief, Kavachim writes, that's forbidden, it adds on. However, the custom is to make a shidduch on Shabbos through shaking hands. Dish number 18, even though a woman is not commanded on Pirvur Yivya, Chuvik Savasiv explains that since the reason of the Isser is that he might come to ride, so the Isser only applies by the man, because he's the one who customarily writes the document of the Eris and of the engagement, but not by the woman that doesn't customarily write it, and therefore it doesn't apply by her the Isser. And therefore you don't have to have for her the mitzvah to override that. And from Lifnei Iver, that she's assisting him with the Isser, that's not forbidden for her, because since for him there's a mitzvah Pirvur Yivya, since it's also permitted for her to get engaged. Issue number 20. So he said, there's many averis to happen when you make the chasnas right before Shabbos, and one of them is moving the muktzah of the neiris. Now, even though the chori have to be concerned regarding this, that also because of a concern of causing the candles to go out, to be extinguished. Tzeis Shabbos writes that since the custom was that the chuppah that they take many neiros that are connected together as one, so they consider it as a madura, as a bonfire. With the Mishmar writes in Rishay and Zayin that where there's no wind, you're allowed to open up the door opposite it, and they're not geyser that because of gram kibbe you might cause it to go out. Moreover, that since they're particular very much to take candles of time, the chuppah is considered like a terech gadol, because if they wouldn't do it, it would be like a huge loss. Which regarding that, they were not geyser because of gram kibbe of the fire being caused to go out. Just number 22, even though you're not allowed to move a ner, a lamp, even the Tzarekuv and Mekoyim, as Burton Shachanach and Reshain Tess, if that's the case, so you can't go with it to the place that you want, as Burton Thimish and Chesed Kodin Gimel. So Shain Allah writes, you could say, actually the candle went out. It's just that it fit, it still wrote Lahad Laka for to be lit, which some permit to move it, let's Tzarekuv or Mekoyim, as brought over there, instead of Kotin Lamadal.